Good morning. As Andy's introduced me, I'm another son of Julian and Sue. They have four, if you haven't known. Now we're all here today. So I've been working and living in Egypt for the past almost a year, with a break at Christmas. And then I went back out in January, and I've been out there for the last almost 7 months, working and living in Cairo. With a couple who I met here in England, running a training, a teaching, a discipleship, a healing and deliverance centre, and a mission centre, basically. It's a bit of everything, really. The Great Commission in one kind of household is the vision. I'm used to having a translator from English to Arabic, so if I keep pausing every few sentences... That's why I'm used to having my Arabic. Yes, if anybody wants to translate into a... Yes. No, that is... A lot of them can't understand my English because I speak Essex English and they can't understand that, so it has to be translated from Essex to normal English. So yes, if I keep pausing, I'm waiting for the translator to kick in, but you'll have to bear with me. So I've got the privilege of being able to share just briefly this morning on this special day. Special because of it's my first week back here at Revival Church, but special also because it's my family that are here and dedication of my first nephew, which is very exciting. I've seen him grow up in the last 7 months over WhatsApp, so it was great to meet him on Thursday morning when he came down. He had his bed hair, I had my bed hair. We were all just waking up, and it was great to meet him in the flesh. When they asked me a few weeks ago if I would share this morning, I said yes, I'd love to. And then it got to a couple of weeks ago, and I was standing in the kitchen, in the centre. I was making a cup of tea, Tetley. Wherever I go, I bring the Tetley or the PG tips with me, so it's I'm never without. And I asked the Lord, what am I to share and what am I to say? Because at that moment, I had a lot in my heart. I had a lot that I could have said. And just one word came into my mind, and that was family. I said, okay, family. And then it was kind of a bit of radio silence for a few weeks. And then I've come home, and I was preparing to come home and see my family, meet my new nephew. I haven't seen Dan and Angelica for almost a year. I haven't seen the rest of the family since Christmas. And so I came home, and it was kind of full-on family and friends and seeing everybody. And again last night I was praying, and I said to the Lord, family. Okay, family. And as I said, this has been a special time for me, because this is my church family, but this is my physical family. It's a double blessing. And as I've been thinking, especially on the plane journeys, I had two flights, one into Frankfurt, one from Frankfurt to Heathrow. It's quite easy to pray when you're up in the air because there's nothing else to do. There was no TV and I couldn't sleep. So I was just praying and thinking. And I suddenly realized that this is what we were created to be. We were created to be in a family. And the Lord's first intention, God's first intention, was to put us in a strong, good, physical, earthly family. And I was talking with Dan last night, and we were saying how blessed we are to have the parents we have, to have the grandparents we have, to have the uncles and the aunts and the families and the brothers that we have. We are truly blessed. But working where I have been in Egypt, I work a lot with the Egyptians and a lot with the Sudanese. And they don't have a family. Due to war, due to leaving their homes. And I thought how privileged and how blessed. And each morning I wake up and I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the family that I have. Thank you. It's not always easy. We've had our fair share of fights and disagreements, as you can imagine, among four boys. But it is a blessing. And then these last few weeks, I've really seen that God has created the church to be a family. And this morning, that's all I've heard, whether or not I've been hearing right, is that people have been talking, is about family. And I come here, and it is a family. This church is a family. You know, take a look around. Look around at each other. Stand up, look around, and look at each other. This is the family that you are in. Here in Billericay, whether they're your physical family, or whether they're friends or whatever. And we have that saying in English that blood is thicker than water, which means that family is closer than friends. But because we are here in the church, we come under the strongest and the greatest blood, and that is the blood of Jesus. That is the strongest tie that bonds us and ties us together. Whether we are here in Billericay, whether we are in Egypt or Israel or anywhere, whether, you know, we are a family. We are one. This was the intention and the heart of Jesus. This was the heart of the Father, to put us into a family. To have that love and that nurture of the physical, but also the spiritual. To know that we are accepted, that we belong here. That the church is an open place. It is a place that really is full of broken people, because we're imperfect. We make mistakes. But it is a family. And I don't know, there's many new faces here, so I don't know a lot of you, and I don't know your physical family situations. And I know that everybody is different, and we all have different experiences. But that is why God sent Jesus. That is why he established the church, so that he will be a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. He will be a brother to that that has no brother. He will be the grandparent to those that need a grandfather or a grandmother. Because he sees our brokenness, he sees our need. He sees where the human failings have hurt us. And he created the church to be a family. Not of blood, not of human blood, but of the blood of Jesus that is far and above anything that is earthly or physical. And it's not easy. We're all different. You know, I look out and I see many different people and ages and cultures. But this is it. This is the heart of God. This is the Father heart. This is what he intends for us. To be living in a family. And as I said, I am truly blessed to have a great physical family. But for those of you that maybe that is not the case, here the church was put in place primarily for the glory of God, yes, but that we would find a place in the family of God, and each and every one of us have a place. Whether it's serving here in the morning, whether it's going on missions, whether it's going and doing street pastoring, whether it's going into the schools, whether it's just going and standing on the street, And just being, just your presence. We each have a role. And I'm coming to understand that now. That, you know, if everybody was called to go, no one would remain. It's quite simple, you know. Some are called to go. Some are called to go out. Some are called to stay. But we each have our place here in the revival church, but in the bigger church. The family of God around the world. You know, it's a massive, massive family. And when we get to heaven, I think we will truly see the magnitude of the believers, the magnitude of the witnesses. I was reading Hebrews 12 this morning, where it says, run the race, because you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses cheering you on. Run the race. Run that race, whatever that race is. Your family is supporting you. Whether that is you're based here, whether you are working in London, whether you are whatever. The family are the witnesses. They're cheering you on. They're encouraging you. They're stirring you. They're loving you. They're rebuking you if there is need for rebuke. This is the family. Discipline is part of family life. It may not be pleasant. And we have some stories from our physical pet. No, it's all... we won't go there, but it's... yeah. This is the father heart. But when you read Hebrews 12, it says, run the race, keeping your eyes on the goal. And the goal is Jesus. Jesus is the head. In Ephesians, it talks about Jesus being the head of the church. We are the body. We are not the head. So when we disperse from here and we go home and we kind of carry on with life, or we go to the park, or whatever we're doing for this next week, the body isn't broken up. The family isn't cut and then we come back together on Sunday. There is a unity and a oneness in the body because Jesus is the head. And when Jesus is the head, the body will follow. Whether or not we're all together in a physical place, or whether we're scattered around the Middle East, or around in America or Asia, if Jesus is the head of the church, if Jesus is the head of our lives, if he is the one our eyes are set on day and night, we will be that unity, we will be that family unit that God so intends. That was the original heart back in the Garden of Eden. He wanted a relationship from God to Adam. He would come and he would walk with him. He would talk with him. And it was broken by sin. It was broken by rebellion, yes. But that wasn't the end. That wasn't the final. He knew that God's heart has always been for family. And when he saw that sin had entered and that the physical families may not stand, or there may be faults in the physical family, he said, I'm going to send my son, because that is going to be the perfect family, the church, where everybody, no matter your walk, no matter your background, no matter how dirty, how broken, how lost, how afraid, how hurt, how sick you are, you will find a place in my house. Because I created you. You are mine. And it's not always easy to live in a family. It's not always easy to be vulnerable before your family. From my experience, I can say that I have cried, I have laughed, I've been angry, I've had it all in front of my family. Many times, all of us have. Especially when you're younger. But it's that vulnerability. Because that is what God wants. He doesn't want us to be shields up and shut off. He wants that relationship primarily between us and him. But then between us and each other. Between me and Andy. Between me and Sarah. Between me and the church, between everybody. This is the intention of God. And this is why it's been such a blessing, and I believe that God has stirred this for this morning. Because this morning is all about family. About the dedication of one new little man into a new family. And the growing family, my growing physical family. And into the life of the church. Family is important to God. The church is his answer to the hurting, to the lost. We're not meant to come in perfect. We're not meant to come in whole. In fact, it's better if we don't. We come with what we have. We become vulnerable before the Lord and vulnerable before the people. And we trust that the Lord will be the good father, the good shepherd, to heal us, to guide us, to carry us, to love us. As Dan and Angelica have made these promises, as we have prayed over them as a family, God has promises that he has made over us. Jesus is forever interceding for us. Eternally. Just think about that for a minute. We have somebody constantly praying for us, constantly cheering us on and saying, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. It is not too hard. He will raise up brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers within the church. He knows your needs. If you are lacking that father, he will raise up a father for you. If you're lacking that brother, he will raise up a brother for you. Because he knows. If you're lacking a mother, he will raise up a mother or a sister. Because that is his intention. He wants us to be secure in the family of God. No matter what the state of the physical family is, the Lord can restore, he can heal. And when I'm in Egypt, and when Dan and Angelica and Gilad are in Israel, and if you are traveling to other nations or doing whatever, I know that there is a family back here praying. I know that there is a support system, a prayer network that the Lord is establishing to support us. And that's not just me. I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about this is the job of the church. This is one of the parts of the church, one of the privileges of the church, to pray and to bless for those in other nations, to pray for the body in other countries. We are one body here, but we're only one tiny part of a bigger body that the Lord is knitting together in the spirit. It doesn't make sense in the mind, but in the spirit. The Lord is knitting us together, binding us up, preparing his bride, preparing us for the day that he comes to meet us. This is the Father heart. Wherever we are, this is the Father's heart, egging us on, cheering us on. That cloud of witnesses isn't just physical people, it's the heavenly host, it's the angels, it's the Father, it's Jesus, celebrating us, championing us to walk in his way, to walk in his truth, to walk in his light, and to walk with one another. We are all part of one body. We all have our roles here. Ask the Lord, and he will show you for that revelation that this is a family, and that this is his heart. This is nothing new. This is his intention for us, of how he wants us to live. Whether we're here together on a Sunday, whether in small groups, whether whatever. I can't say it enough. This is his heart for us. This is his heart for the entire church, but I believe also a message for Revival Church specifically, that this is a family and this is a safe place. To be vulnerable, as in a good family, to be vulnerable before each other. As Jesus is the head, as our eyes on Jesus, and we will walk together, marching together as that army, as that bride, with our eyes on Jesus. Whether we're here, across the nations, wherever we are, as long as Jesus is the head, we can't go wrong. As long as our eyes are on Jesus, he doesn't change. As Dad prayed, he is everlasting. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. He will not fail. He will not let us go. He is a good and perfect father. He is a good and perfect shepherd. He knows each one of our needs. He knows when we need to be anointed with oil. He knows when we need the shepherd's crook to pull us out of a bad place. He knows when we need to be fed a feast in front of our enemies. He knows when we need to know his presence in the darkness. because he is a father. We are his children. And we are part of the family of God. I've got nothing more to say. I will just pray.
The very same thing. I think it would be really good, Josh, to pray over the church family, if you wouldn't mind, mm-hmm. what you've released, and physical families as well, because you've carried that release. That's okay.
Yeah. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you are a good father. You are the perfect father. That where our earthly parents may have failed or hurt us, or our families have not been what we wanted them to be, Lord, you are perfect. And that you have established your church to be a family of unconditional love, of acceptance, a safe place, Lord. And I just pray that now over Revival Church, Lord, over this place, over every person who is here, and those who are not here at this time, Father. Lord, for that revelation of the Father heart, that revelation of the family, that this is a place to be vulnerable. This is a place to be safe. This is a place for mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters to rise up. We just invite you, Holy Spirit, to come. To come and fill this place. Come and flood this place. Come and rest on each one of us. You know, Good Shepherd, what each one of us need. You know what each one of us are lacking. And you are faithful to provide. So we invite you, come. Come and establish something here today, Lord. Something of the family, something of the father heart, of the mother heart, something of the unity between brothers and sisters in this place, that we know that we do not stand alone. Whether here in Billericay or elsewhere, that you are cheering us on, Lord, that we would hear the sound of the saints, we would hear the sound of the witnesses cheering us on when we are weak and broken. When we are struggling, we would hear that sound saying, come on, my son. Come on, my daughter. You can do it. You are able because I am with you. You do not fail us, God. You do not abandon. And I pray that now you'd release that over this place. That spirit of adoption. That spirit of acceptance, Father. To know that you do not fail. You do not abandon. You do not let us go. But you are here with us. Always. You are here when we walk out of this building. You are here in our homes, in our families, in our schools, in our workplaces. You are with us, God. And the cloud of witnesses is over us, cheering us on, stirring us on. And Jesus is before us. He is the head. We are the body. We look to you, Jesus. We lift our eyes to you. And we choose each day to love. We choose each day to love our brothers, to love our sisters, to forgive quickly. To become vulnerable in this place. Because this is safe with you, God, in your presence. Because this is your family. This is your heart, God. And I ask over this next week, would you release that revelation that this is your heart? This is your plan. This is nothing new. This is your intention from the beginning, Lord. Relationship and closeness with the Father and with one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Josh. That was so, so good. Bless you.